Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. The one pillar to bear me round.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar that sustains my life.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the master, Jesus.
Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds. Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba. Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba.
Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba. Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba.
You are more than a father. You are more than the king. You are more than everything to me. You are my father. Hey,
Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba. Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba.
Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. Will never change, yeah. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. You will never change, ancient of days,
ancient of days,
as old as you are.
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 You will never change.
You will never change.
You are unchangeable changer.
Ancient of days.
As old as you are.
As old as you are. As old as you are.
Hey, Baba, broken me, Bamora, Lange. Baba, broken me, Bamora, Lange. Oh, Nitori, oh, Kumi, Kolegi, oh, Ani.
People.
You are so good.
You are wonderful. You are glorious. You are bigger than what people say.
Tell about your way. Tell a little about the I tell about your way. Oh, oh, oh. Tell a little about the power. Because there is no one, he want me money. Lion Lord, he want me money. Hey, he want me money. Lord, what are you say? He want me money.
This is Fresh Beach 107.9 FM, your feel good radio.
Let's get to the music.
Yeah, welcome back on radio. It is still it is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, and we still say compliments of the season. Happy New Year, the first day in the month of January 2024. It happens to be my birth month as well. So I say happy new month, and it is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station. The platform happens Mondays and Wednesday from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way till 11. So we apologize for coming a bit behind schedule, but right about now the show must go on, and we're going to be talking about Nigeria. And if you forgot, you know, the president actually spoke to Nigerians this morning, and he said a lot of things, and there's many more what we're going to be looking at, okay? Because, and also set the agenda for 2024. I'm not here alone. I have Daud Olatunji, who is the editor of the Platform Times, is right here in the studio to have this conversation with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, man.
Yes, good morning. So nice to have you right here in the studio.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, so, and I'm sure you listened to the president's broadcast this morning. First, I'd like to ask you, what did you make of the president's broadcast this morning? Do you think the president's New Year's speech was hopeful enough? And also, do you think the president is responding appropriately to the sufferings of Nigerians?
Thank you so much. I want to give kudos to the script writer.
Oh, the script.
They did a wow job on that.
No, we have a likes of Adjurin Gilali.
No. You know, when you have something in your mind and then you are lucky to have someone who could articulate it, Mr. President articulated it, and then it served like a bomb. To us, because he let us know that he's aware of our sovereign, and but we are not going to accept that except when we now start seeing his actions that would depict that indeed he's aware of the suffering
of the suffering
of the people.
But as it stands, 7 months, do you think it shows like maybe he's aware?
When you compare his style of governance to the immediate past government, you want to say that there is a kind of a shift.
There's a shift.
Yeah, in paradigm. That the paradigm shift. Because, you know, we experienced for that 8 years, we experienced a kind of a lull reaction. But this one seems to be telling us that he's planning for us to have a good Nigeria. And I also want to say, I give kudos to him that he, by telling us that he is planning to bridge the gap that's
between the rich and the poor.
Yeah. And he said any rich man will be allowed to enjoy his legally and wealth, while the poor will also be assisted. He also made mention of the fact that he's not promising that everybody will get equal outcomes. That we are not going to get it. We are going to get our outcomes. We are going to get our results based on what we do and then the potentials we display. So I listened to him. I even read it. And you know, they have a style. Before Mr. President read it, they will have sent it to the media houses.
Yeah, sure.
So I had read it before he started reading it. So, and I saw a lot of point that if he means it, sincerely, you can say that Nigerians should be patient with him, except for the fact that the way they carry her on with this government, it does not show that they are aware we are suffering. They are still, you know, maintaining that luxurious life.
Okay.
They are still maintaining that affluence lifestyle, sincerely. Look at that.
They tell us to tighten our belts,
but they are not. They want to see Mr. President, as he's telling us to endure, he should also endure. He should prune all these retinue of AIDS,
okay,
all these expenses. They should prune it down. They should let us see that it is not rhetorics. They are not only telling us that Nigerians, please endure. They should also endure. Let's see Mr. President living the kind of a life that, for instance, when he was going to Lagos, look at the fleet of the cars. Convoy. No, convoy. Look at that large convoy. So that's why people are saying that Ebin Power. Because when you see that convoy, you won't say Nigeria is suffering. So they also need to work based on what is on the ground. Let's see Mr. President. Yes, we need to beef up security around him. Let's see Mr. President that he will go. I remember when a former Lagos State Governor, I think S.Y. Lagos, Fashola, Raj Fashola, when he was there, you know, he came up with this tradition that there must not be siren, there is no blaring or siren, yes, all those stuff. Did. You must not, because you are a governor, you apply this one way, all those stuff. And, you know, everybody fell in the line. But we want to see Mr. President not only telling us that, yes, the Nigerians should endure, we want to see him enduring too.
Mm. All right, I forgot to say compliments of the season. I'm still expecting my chicken and my turkey and all. But all right, let's talk about the state of the Nigerian economy real quick. It has dampened the enthusiasm to celebrate the season as it should. Looking at the price of rice, price of this, and what do you think is happening to our country? Because even as the president, you know, in his Christmas message, he said something that he remains committed. And even in the New Year message, he also said that he remains committed. And he's promising the nation hope. And he even went further to say that he will give us more palliatives. But I remember the NLC president coming out to say that, hey, we don't need palliative. But instead, we want concrete measure on the way out of this problem or situation. Now, that would I ask again. What is happening to our country? Where did we get it wrong?
This is a very huge question. When we look at our economy, sometimes we listen to our economists to analyze the state of our economy for us. But even now, we don't need to even be either a student or an expert in the economy before you know that many things are wrong with our economy, starting from that Naira devaluation.
Yes.
I remember that it was 450 Naira before it jumped to 1,200 now. And it will have a very serious effect. So it's one of, in fact, I listened to the chairman of a manufacturer association of Nigeria.
Yes.
He raised a lot of issues.
A lot of issues. They've been complaining for a while.
He raised a lot of issues. And then the issue of this export, exchange rate, and then electricity, and even the NIBNI environment, and exit of some giant
companies.
So all these things, and then we also look at inflation. Inflation at the beginning of 2023, inflation was at 21.82%. But today now, it's going to 30%.
It's going to
30%. And then
food inflation is super high. That's headline inflation, but food inflation is super high.
So even when you look at the state of economy, Nigerians are not lazy, but they just want an enabling environment to be created. And our economy is heavily dependent on foreign currency, that is dollar. So if anything happens to the dollar, our economy will be affected. Look at poultry and farm too. The farmers are closing shops almost every month or every week, and because of the increment in the import duties, especially the yeast they use and all those stuff. Ask any manufacturer in Nigeria, he has a very terrible story to tell. And all these things will affect.
I have bakers as friends.
All these things will also affect employment, because these are people that will employ people. How many Nigerians can the government employ? All these private sectors are the one private establishments are the one employing most.
Yeah, they employ the most.
And when they are now having issues, they are retrenching secretly. Gone were the time that they will announce that they want to. They don't announce now. They retrench, because they will let you know that look at our record. We can no longer pay you. And when you see, as at today, we see Nigerians collecting 20,000 naira every month
in this present economy.
Yes, they call it salary. You can't call that.
Pensioners, I know some pensioners who take something as low as 5,000.
Imagine. That is why that will fuel corruption. Binga, you have to look at it from the fact that those who have retired, they are lamenting that they are not well treated. Those that are still in the service,
they will be watching
the way government is treating these people. They will corrupt. They will corruptly enrich themselves, and they will steal money because of the fear of the unknown. Mm. So when you look at the economy, you want to say that even going to the market. Mm. I was at Lafayette Market yesterday. I went around the market. Yeah. The message was one that there is suffering, there is poverty.
There's poverty.
I talked to a lot of traders. They are just saying that they don't request anything from the government. It should just create an enabling environment for them. That things are on the high. A guy showed me a fowl. He said, "Bros, this fowl, I bought the size of this fowl last year. I bought it for 3,500. I said, "How much did he buy this year?" I said, 10,000 naira.
10,000.
I saw a guy with turkey, a live one. She very big one in Lafayette. He told me, he said, he sold that kind of turkey for 30,000 naira last year. I said, "How much for this year?" He said, 80,000. Have people been? He said, when people got to him and they negotiated with him, and then he said 80,000. He said they wanted to buy 30,000 naira. Mm-hmm. He said, and then he said, if he considered the money spent on to maintain it, to breed it. Because he said, this vow, as you are looking at it, eats a lot. Mm-hmm. That even the 80,000 naira he wanted to sell it, he cannot boost off 5 or 10,000 naira again. So everybody, the bully seller too, he said, look at it now. It is just dust. It will gather dust that people don't move near.
The NLC said something that instead of the 50% slash, why not reduce the price of fuel? If the president had reduced, do you think he might have given this kind of sucker to Nigerians?
Yeah, but they will not want to do that because that is where they get money. They are getting good money now. Government cannot claim that it does not have money.
But how come, because they are squeezing? How come it's not trickling down?
I don't know. They're squeezing us because they are getting money from that petrol, from that oil. Serious money. But the question is, you know, a few weeks ago, Bayo Onanuga raised an issue. I know governor, what's it called? Kantari, he said each state has been given, is it not 7 or 9 billion naira? And no state government ever fought him. No,
yeah, because the state governors, they got more money.
But the question is, where is the money? If each state got 9 or 7 billion naira, which will feel the impact sincerely. Is it another problem we are having as far as our economy is concerned is transparency.
Transparency.
Sincerely.
Okay, so some persons would say that it is too early to assess the administration of President Tinubu because I think it's 7 months, going to 8 months now. Mm. Okay, if we factor in January, going to 8 months. Because if you remember what Professor Wole Soyinka said, that he waits for at least a year before, you know, reviewing the administration's performance. But it's been 7 months now. Since President Tinubu took the number one job as the president. And some policies have been formulated, you know, some implemented. And how well these policies affecting Nigerians is another story entirely. But how will you describe or perhaps assess the Nigerian economy before President Tinubu assumed office? And after he got sworn in, I mean, are there good policies the president has taken on, you know, since he assumed office? What will be your 7 months general overview of this administration?
I see President Tinubu still foot dragging, still getting his footing, still it's not stable yet.
It's not stable yet,
as far as I'm concerned. And then I usually tell people that. He's a human being, it's not an angel. Should not expect
magic. Shouldn't expect miracle.
The miracle of magic from him. Okay. However, 7 months is also, it's not just a day.
I mean, if you're doing your master's in 7 months, you should know where you're going.
Not in some university.
Okay,
in
well, true.
Okay. Because I'm effective, right? If I tell you the year, so, it's not that.
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there. So, 7 months is haba. And we know that Tinubu has been, you know, longing for this. It's not that it got to him unexpected. So he has been, you know, what was it called?
Desiring, prepared. Bishop Matthew Cook has said he had enough time.
We expect him to have a blueprint. As he's entering, he just kick the, you know,
he said he will hit the ground running.
He has not hit any ground running.
Removed fuel subsidies, part of it.
He did not remove it. He was not the one. He only
announced it.
Made that mistake by announcing, because that announcement also caused wreck havoc, because it was to the subsidy remover effect supposed to start June.
Like a budgetary provision, but he said there was
all these marketers, they immediately announced it. They kick off. They kick started that. What's it called? The new price, new pump price. So it was a mistake, very huge one. In fact, you ought to have apologized to Nigerians, because immediate past president told us that he was going to remove subsidy.
Now looking at,
and he did not even include it. He did not even include it in the budget. He did not include it. So we did not expect Mr. President to announce it.
Now looking at other policies, the equation floating of the Naira, should he have done that as well?
I also listened to a lot of economic analysts. Yeah. They also faulted him. That you can't float Naira at the same time you remove subsidy. So these two things really wreak havoc on our economy.
But the IMF, the World Bank, they've always advised that Nigeria.
You know IMF now. You know IMF. Look at IMF was saying that it should also jack the pump price up. It was saying it. In IMF policy, people have been saying it are against the masses. And you won't blame them. That's how they... But any Nigerian president, any Nigerian leader should think about the masses.
But all of the presidential candidates during campaign, they all supported that, the subsidy needs to go. Is it that you have problem with the way the subsidy was removed?
Yes.
Or
yes.
It shouldn't have been removed at all?
No. I don't have a problem that... I don't have problem that subsidy was removed. Okay. But I have problem about the plans, the failure of our governors, of our political leaders to have planned, to have put, you know, something that will cushion the effect.
Okay, the cushioning effect.
See, because they know that once they remove subsidy, there will be backlash.
Okay.
They ought to have put a lot of mechanism,
okay,
you know, so that it is not that we are not going to feel it, but we will not feel like we are feeling it now. People are really feeling it. I don't know, I've not done that, I don't think I can even do it successfully. That to ask Egbinga, do you take 3 square meal every day? My brother, can I, even if I take one meal per day, I won't tell you. But when you go to market, you do that stuff, you know, they don't hide it. Yesterday, I spent my day in market doing survey. It was not unpleasant messages.
So this 7 months, is there something that you think that the president has done? You feel like, okay, I think he got it right here.
Promptness to issues.
Promptness to issue.
Unlike the previous government, that things will happen and he will wait for a lot of either month before he reacts. It's promptness.
The promptness. So that's the only one you feel like.
That's only because we have not seen the impact of others. He has told us that he has made a lot of policies, you know, all those stuff, but we have not seen. And in Nigeria today, we are not about what you do, we are about the result.
The result.
Let's see the result. When we now start seeing the result, and okay, let's look at how you do it. We are not even clear about how you do it.
Let us just see.
Let people result. Feel that a kind of a comfort in whatever they are doing. And I've done survey. I observed that Nigerians are not requesting for much from their leaders. They just want an enabling environment to be created. Just create, no, let the road be motorable. give them infrastructure facility like water, let there be electricity,
and let there be food on the table,
and let there be security. Don't even put food on their table.
Oh really?
They are not even, yes, now they are not asking, they don't, do you see them
because on the when you create an enabling environment, there will be food on the table.
They will they will get food now, and when there's farmers will work, farmers will bring food produce to the market, will all buy. But when you create an enabling environment,
yes,
leave it, food will be on the table.
Food will be,
but when you have created an enabling environment, getting food will be very, very that is what is happening. Security should be tackled headlong. The infrastructure facilities should be provided. Electricity, I don't know, I also read it in his speech talking about saying that is going to so we are waiting, like in some part in Lagos, they enjoy 24 hours electricity, but very, very expensive. very, very expensive in some estate in Lagos. I have some friends, very rich people. They don't complain of no electricity, but they pay through their nose. And it's, according, when I was dancing with one of my friends, he said he's not complaining because he said he does not go about with a power bank charger. He said whatever he want to do, he know that there is, like, but every month, you know, they will pay.
They will pay.
And if they bring that kind of thing to us, even IBDC too, even some of us who have obtained the
prepaid,
we are also suffering. Yes, we know that if they don't bring light, let's say if they bring light once in a month, we may not have any reason to pay them. But it's also affecting our lives.
All right, but we need to go on this quick break, and when we're back, we still talk some more. Don't touch that radio. We still have Daoud Olatunji, the editor, Platform Times, right here in the studio. Don't touch that radio.
Oh yeah, pay your money from the back. I beg, I don't get change, yo.
Conductor, take the money.
When I don't come again. Where I won't find change for this big money now? Nah?
Okay, just take the money.
Auntie, I don't get change, yo. If you know, say you don't get change, you better calm down now.
Calm down, boss. No need for change. I go pay for everybody inside this bus, plus you and the drivers there.
Cash, madam. You get money, yo.
No, be so. I just want to share the goodness. In fact, soft drink, bring one more Guinness for everyone.
It's always a good time to share goodness and spread positivity. Malta Guinness, enjoy a world of good.
Ore Oluwa to di akaka tan ni le ise IAS ko se yin Olorun ateyin onibara te nfe wa ebun imore wa ni yi o koda ko je plot kan lo ra loju ese bo ba tin sanwo ile to ra ni wa gba card raja ti wantiwa shopping moment CS gba iresi ofada adie gbanko elubodudu elubofofo eja tilapia eran ogunfe isu yan ati eja aro pelu bi awon eniyan se feran agbala wura pokukuto ipo 500,000 naira ti won agbala wura pokuko sokotoro ni ikoje ogata ediwo 200,000 naira pere le ma ra bayi ifa lagba ni ile agbala wura my 8 je fun gbogbo eni to ba ra ile yen lasiko yi pelu pe ati grade ile yen oju ona tutu jagere lo dori ile yen dipo 1 million naira ti won ta plot ile kan lagbegbe yen 650,000 naira pere le ma ra plot ile kan bayi e pe 091-3901-1255 ojo karun osu kini odun 2024 lanfani yi ma o.
And we're back on radio. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, 28 minutes to the top of the hour of 11 o'clock. And right about, we still have Daoud Olatunji right here in the studio. So, Daoud, we've talked about Nigeria. Let's bring it home. Ogun State. Let's talk Ogun State. And you've been going around the state in your journalism duties, you know, traveling here and there. Now, how will you describe 7 months of governance under the leadership of Governor Dapo Abiodun?
The 7 month government is, how do I describe it? It's governance plus politics.
Politics.
Because, you know, he's still fighting his mandate.
Yes, the Supreme Court.
And then, psychologically, his psychology may not be completely settled because we are talking about court. Anything can happen. Anything, sure. So I think the last lap is... they are at the last lap now, Supreme Court. So we want to say that maybe that one is also really affect. And then when you also now look at the style of government,
okay,
and compare it to the immediate past government, you will be, one will not be fair to him, because the last administration, the then governor was, you know,
talk about former governor Musa.
It's always, you know, found in different places. You see him in market, seen in at a construction site, all those stuff. Things are going. You are seeing a lot of roads, bridges going on, but it's not happening in this one. So that's it. If you want to now say the same dose given to us by immediate past government, you want to want that kind of thing, it may not be fair to him. What we need is good governance. Though his own style of giving us good governance, we can now review it.
Okay.
The question is, in the last 7 months, have Ogun people got good governance? And we're going to look at his mantra. That's the Ishaya infrastructure. Where is the infrastructure facility? Almost all the road, almost not all, almost all the roads in Ogun State need this attention. So, and we have to look at it. And then when you say Ishaya, that is the S stand for social well-being, and the hospitals, it's not also not getting it right completely. There are still issues. Also look at education. There was a time some people contacted me, and then they told me a load of complaints.
Okay.
But they said their leader would talk to me to make, one of the complaints was that there is a kind of backlog of payments by principals.
Okay.
Held by this government during the first term. That he asked them to forget about it about 8 months. The principals, he didn't pay them. I mean, I think the Office of Commissioner, I think the Minister of Education, and today is still owing them that thing. They said they collect money every month for the maintenance of the school. So you look, and then when you also look at the school, when last has Ogun State pronounced as best in terms of the output? As students,
talk about best students in
WAEC, in GC, all those stuff.
No, but I think last year, except I think we got one.
That is private.
Okay, it's a private.
We are talking about public
school.
Government has no business in private schools. It's not one. It's not the one running it. It is private people that are running private school. We are talking about
public schools.
So, and when you also go there, I have a lot of friends who are teachers who will confide in me. A lot of things are happening there. They are not getting some pension, the output. That's why some of these teachers, they don't have their words in that school.
But they think, talk about my school, Moshood Abuja Polytechnic, you know, they said that if not for the governor, the school might still be on the lock and key.
That is partially. Because
we should give kudos to the governor.
Yes, for paying that kind of idiom. But we also need to also blame the government for looking folding his arms for so long, because he allowed that crisis to fester before he waited him. We have to also blame him, because it is his school, is the visitor of that school. Whatever happens, if it is leadership that is causing problem,
yes,
why can't he sacrifice the leadership and get a new one? If it is a kind of policy that is, you know, giving, so when you look at his 7 months in government, because he cannot tell us that he's still stabilizing, he's still putting things together. No, he has spent four years. We expected him as soon as he was declared winner, and then he was sworn in, we expect him to, you know, roll a lot of things.
Now, for you to be fair and constructive in your criticism here, if you're to score the governor 7 months now, some would say that it's too early to score, but 7 months, if you're to score on a scale of 1 to 10,
7 months in 4 years, we have to also put that one on.
Yeah, that's something.
So that will not be unfair to
exactly.
him. So are we scoring him 7 months out of 1 year? Or 7 months out of 4 years.
In a year.
Can give him, because it's not that he did not do anything. He did, we can see.
I like the fact that you're saying that.
No, I know he did. No. I've not seen any governor that would not do anything.
The last time you were here, I heard these things that Ife was saying that you've not been fair to this administration. I beg. But it's a good thing that you're saying.
I know. They've actually. No, done. I know. I, I've seen some things he did, sincerely. But the problem this government has, one of the major problems is failure to lack of transparency.
Transparency.
That
well.
Is the problem. So, but he has done some work, and I see that if only he could give it media. Proper media coverage, not propaganda.
Okay.
Sincerely, many people they will pray for him.
Okay.
And really, in on health sector, he did something. Even on education, in education sector, so he did. Even the road we are talking about, that most of the road we are still seeing some areas.
Although most of the internal roads, they really need attention.
But we when we talk about security, if I'm to score this governor on security in Ogun State, I'll score him very low, 3/10. Because even last week, they still kidnapped two people. That Private Time reported it. They collected 15 million naira. 10 million naira from the cleric. 5 million naira from the businessman. So that's around interchange, the government interchange. Also, the issue of cultism too. I mean, we cannot blame you on the issue of ritual killing. No.
But according to reports, the governor has been empowering, talk about giving everything the police needs, giving them equipments and all. Would you still blame the governor for, you know, these pockets of, you know?
Yes, now, because he's going to be held responsible. He's going to take the responsibility. He's the leader. Yes, now. And then, I don't know what happened to the trust fund. There is a trust fund. He has a security trust fund. We don't know what, we are no more hearing anything about it. When he first got into the office, he launched that security trust fund, and then a lot of logistics, all these vehicles, yes, operational vehicles were, you know, distributed to the. And when you talk to police, for instance, one of the problems police is having is the issue of having what was it called?
Surveillance.
Surveillance. And then Mr. President said he has taken delivery of that drones. They need to put CCTV in some strategic area. They also need to empower not only police, especially this local security, so safe, vigilantes. So they need to, because as a journalist, they interact with us. They do, sometimes they work more than police. Sometimes police hijack their glory, take their glory. Sometimes they'll be the one that will arrest, arrest a suspect. But the constitution states that they must hand over
to the police.
So when they now hand over, sometimes police are not honest. Sometimes, instead of saying this arrest was made by, they just say police made the arrest in conjunction with. Whereas when you now find out it was not the police. I think Mr. Governor need to look at declare state of emergency. A lot of people, if you are to write about insecurity in 2023 in Ogun State, you will not write pleasant things. But one of my colleagues in the Telegraph, Femi Adeniran, wrote a piece on how criminals held Ogun hostage in 2023.
All right, let's still talking about Governor Dapo Abiodun. What are the things the Ogun State Governor needs to put in place as a matter of urgency, you know, so that the people of the state can feel or partake in the dividends of democracy? What are those low-hanging fruits that you feel that the government really needs as a matter of urgency? Okay, put these things in place so that 2024, Ogun State, people in Ogun State will smile.
Road. That's number one. You need to, you know, ensure that our roads are motorable so that it will give farmers access to market. Because when they bring their goods, they usually lose a lot of goods.
Okay.
Due to the bad road, that is for more security, because we are in Amatan City now, and all these marauding S-men. In fact, I got a report around Alabata just 2 days ago that because they have sent them away from in Igbo, or sent them away in Oyo State, they are now, you know, they have now taken that place as their haven. They are wrecking our folk. The owners of the farms, the farmers, they got in touch with me, and then we hope to. I told them I want to visit that place. And that they told me that they've lost a lot of millions of naira because they have settled down there. So I think there is need for Mr. Governor to also look at security.
Okay.
So if he can put in place
good roads. To prioritize internal roads.
Internal roads.
Okay.
Security. And then work towards empowering these SMEs.
Okay.
SMEs. Because they are, we have the largest people in.
So we have a large army of unemployed.
I tell you. So if we can find a way of empowering them. So either soft loan, either grants, you know, and then I know the issue of electricity goes beyond them. It's on an exclusive list of a federal government. But you can see, thank God, APC, can see find a way. If you can get...
No, but I thought the former president, constitutional amendment, they've done the brought issue of electricity to a concurrent list.
Yeah, but I know they have not started implementing.
They've not started.
We have not seen any. Mm. So if they can give... These three or
and
four.
The governor promised some time ago that Ogun State
solar he's talking about solar energy, solar power. That we just need from him is you just make our road and motorable, because if you make it motorable, a lot of farmers
it will help
us to ensure food security.
Food security,
and then if you can also work on security, because farmers have run away from their farms because of especially in the UR Essex. They are afraid.
So those three things, roads,
security
and SMEs,
empowering
them,
so that because these are the people that contribute very hugely to our economy, because all these want to buy such a water, all this money exchange
sure.
very gradual every constantly that there are some of the dealing some many things that we cannot do without interacting with every day. So if there's a governor can either even in form of soft loan, and it should go maybe go beyond party politics. It should not be APC or PDP. It should be strictly if you are a resident, not even an indigenous of Ogun, resident of Ogun State, whether you are an Igbo person or Hausa, so far you reside in Ogun State, let them enjoy it. If you can do that, it will spread, and then you can ease of doing business. I know Ogun State also got that award of ease of doing business. I want Mr. Governor to do more on that ease of doing business.
All right, we need to go on this quick break again, and we'll be right back after this. Don't touch that radio.
Okay, so this is your total. Do you need anything else?
Yeah, I would like to pay for the person at the back.
Ah!
In fact, add one pack of Malta Guinness.
Guy, I won't give you my number. Why are you paying for me?
I just feel like doing good. I don't need a reason to share goodness.
Goodness is not just an expression. It's a way of life. So share the goodness with someone today.
Bro, one for me too, Abby.
Yes, so one cold Malta Guinness for you too.
Malta Guinness. Enjoy a world of good.
Welcome back on radio. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kuta. Now, Daud, throughout 2023, we've had the highs, we've had the lows in this country, in this state. But how will you describe 2023? Would you say our conversations on the media has yielded results? You know, for the radio, for the television, for the newspapers, the print, journalism. Do you think the government listens to the conversations in the media to do right by the people? And do you think the media is bringing the required change in the social political space?
I think we should give kudos to the media, especially in Ogun State. We did our own best. In 2023, and I can tell you for free that government listened and got our message. There are so many
give us a few.
One of the instances is the story on the school that collapsed in a village in Ogun State. After it was published, the government officials went there and promised to begin reconstruction. That is one. Two, some of your programs, even Fresh FM, many times you see government reacting. It may not mention your station or whatever. Okay. It will say that no, it's not like this. A lot of several programs when you bring people like this, you know, that's why the day you brought myself and Ife, you see that government they listen, and then you see the guy that did not was not ready to allow any jobs. So if Fresh FM and others, if you have been, you know, what's it called, not important. Some of these government officials, I also listen to some of them. They also have seen them coming here. Yes. You know, so they know people listen to the media, and they cannot afford to gamble with their image. Okay. Because when people form, it is the media that will give them, that will help the people to form a kind of an image.
Okay.
A perception about the government. So media really did well, except that we need to do more.
So in 2024, okay, but before I ask that, let's open the phone lines. The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-1079. 0818-111-1079. We are live on Facebook. On Facebook, it is Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kuta. And you can also tweet at us on the X platform as well at Fresh FM. I'm Bill Kuta. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Greetings and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Yeah, Happy New Year as well. Good morning.
I don't know if my question is right.
What's your name, please?
My name is Adedire from UPD Estate.
All right, let's talk.
From UPD Estate.
Let's talk.
I have noticed some things that happen in your radio station. When we have guests, and whether they are commissioners or special assistants or whatever director to the sitting governor, when you ask a question, instead of them to answer, the next thing you hear is almost bad that what you're doing is on it. I now wonder, if you are a commissioner or a special assistant, you have an office, you have a budget, the question is direct to the director of works or a commissioner of works. What's happening is Ishagamu Express, whatever. And the next thing you tell the citizen is almost bad that what you're doing is on it. Almost that. I don't understand. I don't know if you understand me very well. No. Our government work. You as a sitting commissioner should be able to explain something. The director of medical center should be able to expect him to explain exactly what his office doing. Let me raise the Omobada for Abdul. And I wonder, is this one not just one person in the state? Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. So it's
he voted
for the governor.
We didn't vote for
the commissioner.
So it's very, they are very right to have put whatever to the doorstep of Mr. Governor.
But I don't think it's fair. Well, I don't think it's fair. If it involves your particular ministry, I think you should be, the governor appointed you. Okay, you should be able to account for your own stewardship in that regard. If it's bad, you now throw the governor under the bus. No, that's not, I don't think.
I think they need to let people know that you didn't vote for me. I'm working for Mr. Governor. So if you have any issue, ask Mr. Governor. Because I'm not going to do what you asked me to do. My loyalty is to the governor.
It's to the governor.
So I'm responsible to Mr. Governor.
Not really to the
people. But they are not responsible to us. That's why when you call some of these commissioners, they may choose not to answer you. Except the governor
gives them a go ahead.
So they are not that independent.
Okay, 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. So as the new year begins, okay, but before that, let me, because of our time, as the new year begins, are you looking at government at all levels with high expectations?
They have dampened our morale. We don't expect much from the surveillance, from the observation I have with people.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Bunga.
Yeah, Larry. Hola, Kami. Good morning.
Yeah, my God bless you, my dear friend. And I'm going to the analyst, the guest, the
yes.
Morning,
sir. I think it's not killing our hope. We should keep, we should continue to renew our hope.
Okay.
We all know that the president, he has been got out this morning. We are good to know that he was fully aware of the challenges in Nigeria. So let's continue to face our government and criticize objectively.
Okay.
As a citizen, let us play our own part. Don't let us be an enemy of ourselves. Because what I see in Nigeria, in most cases, we are also, government is not helpful. And we ourselves, we are even making things worse for ourselves.
Okay.
So why is it like that? We are people who are increasing the price of the arbitrarily. So this year, let us do everything with the fear of God. Our leaders are both with the followers. And students also have a lot to do. To inculcate good ideas, researching the life of their children. God bless you.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, we have a tweet here. Shone Atene says, the compliment of the season, the president should work hard to make power stable in the country. That's the only thing that could make the economy grow. On Port Harcourt Refinery, let there be proper monitoring and we shall enjoy again. So, in one word, are you optimistic? Okay, do you have high expectations?
I'm looking optimistic. Many Nigerians are optimistic, only that our hope is not that high.
There a renewed hope, Daoud?
But many people are seeing that the hope is being dashed on daily basis. If you gauge the level of hope people had in this present president,
yes,
it's dwindling every day. Because although they expected magic from me, that as soon as he got there, he will use the magic in Lagos. When you also look at the way he ran Lagos when he was there too, yeah, similar.
The first year
of Tinubu administration in Lagos State was very, very tough. Many people were even regretting that. What kind of governor is this? But maybe he used that time to study. Maybe he's doing the same thing. But the situation is just too tough for people. So they need to, you know, find a way of questioning the effect of this hardship.
Okay.
So as far as Nigeria is concerned, I am optimistic, guy. It will be great. But the need for our leaders to be sincere.
Here in Ogun State as well.
In Ogun State too, I'm also optimistic because
the budget has just been,
I'm also optimistic, but there are some fat I stumbled on. I say, okay, let's continue to renew our hope. For instance, in the budget in Nigeria, not even Ogun State, a DG of NAPTIP collected 5 million naira to go to London. Just, I stumbled on it.
Talking about the budget, there are so many things, but our time is fast, man. But anyway, thank you so much.
I'm optimistic, sir.
Yeah, we're all optimistic. Thank you so much, Daoud Olatunde. Thank you so much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me. And that's the size of our package on the platform this beautiful Monday morning. Happy New Year. Still compliments of the season to all Nigerians. So we'll be back again on Wednesday at the special grace of God. My name is Binga. I'm still the man you just have to love. Good morning and have a beautiful Monday.
You're listening to 107.9 Fresh FM.
Hey there, fabulous people. As we dive into this festive season, brace yourselves for some amazing updates from Africa's number one premium malt brand, Malta Guinness. It is that magical time of the year when joy, love, and kindness fill the air. Let's turn this holiday season into a spectacular celebration of goodness and wellness. And while we are savoring the flavor of the season, let kindness be your companion, adding a touch of goodness to every festive gathering. Whether it is enjoying sumptuous meals, delightful snacks, or those cherished family moments, raise a glass of Malta Guinness and toast to spreading joy and happiness all round. Stay tuned for exciting surprises and goodness-filled activities from